We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello everyone and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
I hope they walk out drinking a snack and are ready for a chat because
we
sure
drink.
This.
We're drinking tonight,
we
as you can tell.
We're drinking tonight.
Ah! It's our New Year's
Oh, this is so
We're drinking a little bit. Nathaniel's the one that's trying to get fucked up tonight, so he's got more going on. Do you want to tell him your concoction?
Oh yeah, so I have tequila, half of a buzz ball, and then just,
if you want to see which ones we have. For tequila, this one is a grapefruit hibiscus one by 21 Seeds. It's Blanco Tequila. And then for buzz balls, he mixed the Lime Rita one. And then we have the Hawaiian Punch Fruit Juicy Red. If you want to make his little concoction.
Yeah, if you're feeling my concoction, I will say it's not good at all.
But it's very strong.
But it's
And it's
strong.
Getting where you want to be.
Girl,
well it's going to get you.
I was like, I don't know yet. I'm not feeling
it. Yeah, it's going to get you. Me, I'm very basic. I did not do all that. I just did the Hawaiian punch and then the tequila.
You should throw some of the peach in there.
I don't know. I feel like it's a little too much. literally. No, listen. Literally, because from the shop we put in. We'll go, first time it was more than a shot. It was this much tequila.
This is the shot
Yeah,
glass.
It was, so that much, yeah. That much tequila, because we filled it to the brim, you better believe. And then he added the lime thing, which was like, what, this much?
Yeah.
another shot of that, pretty much, but the Lime Rita one. And then the rest, juice.
Yeah, and then I had to put it in another cup so that I would have more juice, because I took the first sip and it tasted...
literally even smelling it, it smells so strong of alcohol.
Oh, no, just smell it.
Yours is more stronger than mine. Like, the smell, Ooh. It's not that it's bad. It's just like, you can really smell how strong it is. But okay. Also, I feel like our drinks matches our, like, goals.
What are our goals?
Well, you said you want to get fucked up.
I said,
I just want to drink.
I thought you meant, like, life goals.
We're not on to that segment yet.
I was like...
Well, not life goals. We're just going to talk about, like, New Year's resolutions, if you have any. But first, how was the
Well, I actually have a fun story about my week, thank you.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so...
Also, I have nerds as my treat.
Oh, and I have Skittles as my treat. Oh! And I don't know if y'all have noticed.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we think alike, because I was about to say...
We're not holding anything.
Yeah.
We have free hands.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder
sure
why
do.
That is.
His mama hooked us up.
Yeah, my mama hooked me up, and she got us a nice profesh mic.
We sound nice and crisp.
Yeah, and we sound crisp.
The ASMR. Bitch! ASMR is about to be so good.
Are you ready?
Let's heal the
hell. I know. We muted it.
Ooh.
All right, ASMR. Sorry, we didn't mean to mute. We're still trying to figure out the mic. Yeah, we're still trying to figure it out.
ASMR. Oh, a little gulp. Give me a drink.
Oh, yeah.
A little drink gulp. Wait, no, I'm doing it here. ASMR. Nice and refreshing. I'm glad
that yours was refreshing because mine was not refreshing at all.
Now, nerds, ASMR. Oh my god, if we had the rocks, the candy rocks,
I literally had some and I ate them because I'm a fat bitch. I don't know how you're doing that.
Okay, that's it.
See, that's why I don't like nerds. I can't just eat them. I can't just eat them like that. I have to suck on them
until
they get white and crystally, and then I like to bite them.
No, I do that too, but like, I want ASMR, so I had to
crunch. Oh, you're right. Hold on. Before we end the ASMR segment.
Okay.
Let me give them some of mine, my Skittles.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you give it to them.
Not enough.
What was your Christmas?
Well, my Christmas, actually... Okay, well... Let me finish it.
Okay.
Before we get into it.
Well, my Christmas was pretty great. I starbated at my grandma's.
Oh.
What?
I thought you said you masturbated. I said, wow.
No.
Getting personal on the pod today. Yeah.
But we celebrated over at my grandma's. It was tons of fun. We kind of ate like Thanksgiving traditional foods, honestly. I realized that. Literally, we made macaroni. We ate ham.
Any turkey?
No, not turkey. No one likes turkey. Well, no, some of my family did, but we didn't do turkey. We ham, macaroni, and then my dinner, she made, like, some sort of casseroles, and then, like, sweet potato something, like, very, I'm telling you, like, very, Thanksgiving foods.
You just listed off all my Thanksgiving food right now.
And, they made some tamales at the end of it, so we ate some later, but that was for the next day, for actual Christmas, because I'm Mexican. I know there's a lot of Latinos, they celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, so on...
I've heard of, Luna said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So on actual Christmas Day, we went back over, we ate the leftovers, and then we made tamales for later in the day, we ate that also later. And we ate she made chumporado, which is pretty much like hot chocolate, but like, it's more thicker.
I had it.
Mm-hmm. It's so good, because like, my family, they never made it before, like, the area in Mexico they're from, they just like never made it, like, no one ever made it, but like, in some places in Mexico, they do make it. But anyways, my madrina made it, like, I guess she found a recipe and she made it. It was so good. She put, like, I don't know what kind of nuts. I think it was, like, walnuts. Maybe it was pecans. I don't know. She put some sort of nuts in it. It was so good.
I didn't love it when...
You need to try hers.
I didn't love it when my ex's mom would make it. I didn't like hers very much.
Oh, yeah, and they also made ponche. Are you going to try ponche?
You know, you literally listed off exactly what I do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like tamale. Just... Could you imagine? No, I'm just kidding. No. What?
I guess I do crush them sometimes, because I just do that.
See, I couldn't do that.
No, but as long as I do suck them. Like, I remember when I was younger.
Get away from me.
Alright, you act like you don't do it. Anyways. You fart.
No, I didn't. How dare you?
Y'all heard that, right?
On the pod?
Nice and crisp. Yeah, there you go. Alright, y'all heard what I heard, right? I know y'all heard it nice and crisp.
No, nice.
Anyways, let me wrap up my thing. So pretty much, yeah. So pretty much, my family. It was a great Christmas, you know. Enjoyed it a lot. I'm very excited for New Year's. How about to you?
Okay, well, Christmas Eve, I worked. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my dad's house after work, right? And that's where I got my new glorious Barbies. I love my new Barbies. And I go to my grandma's. Okay, I know you're wanting me to get into the juicy part.
No, I realized I'm staring into myself, just looking at myself.
Oh.
Like, into the camera, and I was like, maybe I should look at you.
And then I went to my grandma's. You don't have to look at me.
No, I'm in the apple delicious.
Oh, you were?
Literally. Staring to their souls. And I was like, maybe I should look at them.
And then I went to my grandma's, and my grandma never really gives me anything. Gives me anything each year. She gives me money, because she doesn't really know me very well.
Oh, I got some gifts, too. I didn't even sell mine. I got some skincare, an Ulta gift card, what else, candy, a hand lotion, Body and Body Works stuff, like a whole set, and serums, well yeah, skincare, yeah, that was about it, so a bunch of skincare stuff, Ulta card, and candies.
I got my Barbies, obviously, I got my new mic. Mm-hmm. I got money. Mm-hmm. I got food. Mm-hmm. What else did I get? I got some skincare too. That mask I showed you last night. Mm. Sorry, I didn't mean to get that so close to your mouth. That mask. And then this mic. Obvious. That's
I love right? it. You did, but I love it.
Oh, well, you can change the settings. I'm not going to change the settings right now. But you could. I could if I wanted to. I was playing with it on my computer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, after my grandma's, I get back home. I didn't bring everything inside because I was so exhausted because, you know, so I come inside, I wanted to have a nice little photo shoot for myself because it's Christmas and I didn't get it. So I literally put that, I tightened it up against the wall, that blanket right there, because I thought it was Christmassy. And then I got in my Christmas outfit and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just hear... on my door. Now, I need everybody to know. Before this, I was watching scary Ring doorbell camera videos for like a week straight. So when I heard the, I automatically started to panic immediately.
It was like nighttime.
Oh yeah,
make that clear. It was like
it was like 10:50, 11 at night. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so my first thought was automatically one of those scary videos. And so the first thing I did was drop to the floor and I just army crawled to the light switch and turned it off. And then they went away. And then
I would love to hear into you.
And then like five or ten minutes later. Oh yeah, I got carpet. Y'all can't see it, but it's really pretty and it's pink and it's soft. And then 5 or 10 minutes later, he comes back on the door. I'm silent. At this point, I'm on the phone with my sister. No, at this point, I'm texting my family. Mm-hmm. And then again, and I said, ooh! Mm-hmm. And so he leaves and I call my sister and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Right? And then I'm standing in my bedroom and again, and this time he fucking heard me inside. And so he started talking to me, telling me that he wanted me to do dirty things to him. And if I didn't, he was going to make me. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my God.
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
I said, oh my God. And so I should have called the police, but I did not.
I know, I can't believe he didn't. Like, literally, I told my whole family what's happening. They're like, he didn't call the police. I'm like, no, instead he has, like, his somebody's coming over with a gun.
Yeah, so my
I'm like, why isn't he calling the police?
My sister and my brother came with, my brother and my sister came, and, literally a minute before they got here, I was in my bedroom, and I was peeking out my blinds that I have. Blinds. Peeking out my blanket that I have.
Hey, ain't no harm in that. I remember when I was younger, we had blankets up there.
I'm getting some. Well, I plan on getting some. Eventually. Just eventually.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I just feel like you should have something up. Even blankets, but you don't even have them up in the podcast room. I've always felt so uncomfortable with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in my
I've told you before, yes. What do you mean?
I don't know.
I literally told you before. I've told you plenty of times before this incident.
I have bad memory.
Really? But even then, I've told you more than just once, where it's like, it's not even bad memory. It's just like, do you even listen?
You really told me that?
I didn't, more than once. It gives me, someone seeing me gives me eerie vibes. Like, that's what things always give me eerie vibes in drive through at our job. Like, it's just dark outside, and like, anyone could be looking in. You know, just looking at me. And it gives me such eerie vibes. Because usually at a window, you can't see because of how dark it is. Mm-hmm. Usually you can't see out there, but they can see you nice and crisp because you're in the light. And that gives me so much eerie vibes, having someone seeing me and I can't see them. It makes me feel so uncomfortable. Also, I like my privacy. I can't believe you're just like, no windows. Like, literally in your kitchen, you can see through very easily.
Well, I usually have the blinds closed. I just had them open because I was cooking today.
Still so man of you. Same thing with the doors. You have to remember this one. I've told you this one also many times. He doesn't lock his doors right away. Even after this incident, you would have thought he would have locked that door right away when we got in his car.
Oh, my car? Yeah, I do not.
That's like the first thing I do. Like, I'm not even sitting and I'm already locking it as I'm getting in my car.
Well, to be fair, when I had my Beetle, I couldn't lock the door after getting in because when I started the car, if I started the car with the doors locked, all the alarms would blare. And so I'm still, guessing that habit of, I have to turn the car on before I lock the doors.
I feel it's just a man thing, honestly. I feel like most girls, most women, honestly, will get, you have to, like, lock it right away.
No, I get it.
These are creeps out there.
No, I get it. I know I should be.
I feel that's very man.
My neighbor started talking to me today, and it freaked me the fuck out, really? Even though I knew he was just being nice to me. I just don't like, I don't like when strangers talk to me. Anyway, I stayed at my sister's house for the night, and then I came back the next day after I worked on Christmas. Oh my God, bitch, I have been waiting to tell you this all fucking week! Mm-hmm. On Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. If you're working on Christmas, everyone knows. If you work on Christmas, everyone knows. People talk to you as if they're not there shopping. You know what I mean? Like, people in the drive-thru would be like, I'm so sorry you have to work on Christmas, I know it sucks. I'm like, it's because you're here. It's literally because you're here. And so, this one lady was like, I'm so sorry you have to work on Christmas. I said, yeah, well, people need coffee like you, so I guess I don't mind not seeing my family. Her face fell.
Mostly you signed up for it. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah. Okay, listen. I was scheduled outside the availability that I put for.
Really?
I signed up for 7 to 1. He put me, sorry, I don't know what manager made the schedule when it was being made.
It was William.
I was put for 11 to 4. That's not what I signed up for.
It's not.
I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for 7 to 1. Mm-hmm. But, you know, And so her face fell. And then she tipped me $30. I said, yeah, I guess I just don't mind seeing my family because people need coffee. Her face was so, it was the best. Oh, that was the best moment of my Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, and then one of our coworkers, I'm not going to say who, but I'll tell you. It's someone that really likes you. You know who it is. Did you hear about it?
I've heard a little bit of it.
Oh my God. Stealing. I was there. They were stealing tips and put it on Christmas?
Really?
On Christmas. When they know that we're the only ones that get those tips. Mm-hmm. And so folding $50.
Oh yeah.
It was a crisp $50 bill. In the pocket, I said.
Wait, but like, tell me the story. Was it meant for them? Because I know some kind of say like, oh, it's meant for you, like just for you. Like I'm giving this to you.
No, I was standing there. I watched them. They handed it to them, and then they started folding it.
Oh.
I mean, I guess like the customer.
I'm saying I've only heard tidbits, so I don't really know.
The customer should have put it in the tip jar instead of handing it to them, but like, you know, customers will just, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like they handed them the tip. To put in the tip jar. Like, they didn't say, this is for you.
Oh, they just said, okay, okay.
They said, here's a tip. And they started folding, they folded it up, put it in their pocket.
Okay.
Instead of putting it in the tip jar. And I think, I mean, I'm just going to assume, because this is what they told me, is that they assumed that it was for them because they handed it to them.
No.
But it wasn't supposed to be for them.
But it wasn't for them, yeah, no. They didn't say anything, you know?
Because they didn't say, they just said, here's a tip.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, okay, I get it now.
And so, oh my God, it was so funny. The shift leader literally saw it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Literally saw it happen, took him in the back, and was like, you need to go home.
Oh, yeah.
You're stealing tips and you have to go home.
Yeah.
And then they started sobbing their eyes out, so they let them stay. No.
I can't believe it.
Bigger back. I mean, nicer person than me. Stealing my money.
No, yeah.
And then you start sobbing it. You can stay. No. Mm-hmm. You gotta go.
No, that's crazy.
I was so mad. I was so mad that they let them stay. But anyway.
That's crazy.
What are some of your resolutions that you want to have this year?
My resolutions? Well, resolutions. I've been thinking a lot about moving out. I think that's one of my resolutions. Actually, moving out this year. I'm very excited for it. And then another resolution would be maybe actually getting into reading and crocheting. Because I crocheted a little bit last year and I got out of it again.
My sister's so really into crocheting right now.
Yeah, I need to get back into it. So get back into that and reading. That's what I've been trying to get myself in. Not going to say all of last year, but like I say good half of the year. I was like, I want to get into it. And I haven't gotten back into it. So I want to actually get into it this year. Singing, traveling. I want to travel more.
Well, we are going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
We should go somewhere else, too.
Oh, you want to come, too?
Just like another trip. Like me and you go on another trip.
I would love to.
Like LA.
What are your resolutions?
I would hate to go to LA.
I was going to Colorado. I really want to go skiing. Should we do that?
I would love to go to Colorado.
We should do that soon.
Soon?
Okay, maybe I guess not.
Sorry. I haven't really built myself up financially yet from moving out. I'm still struggling a little bit. So soon is a little too soon for me.
Okay.
It's a little too soon. I'm still having a little hard time.
Okay.
Anyway, my resolution is, well, okay, this is going to sound motion detected outside. Mitch, you're right. Well, okay, I said this one last year, but I want to do it again. I want to try and get abs this year. Really? I feel like you can see in my arms that I'm strong.
Yeah.
But you can't see in my stomach because it's still a little flabby. Mm-hmm. What'd you guess?
Because I thought of my other resolution. Is it a rug hair?
It is a rug hair.
Yeah, they kind of go everywhere.
But sit on the rug.
I mean, I still like it. Listen, I don't mind a little rug hair going everywhere. I love this rug. Personally,
I keep watching you rub your feet into it.
No, it's because I'm also going to be smelling them, Nathaniel.
I'm telling you, I really don't.
These boots. Thing, and I keep forgetting.
Oh, girl, I know. I had Ugg before. No.
I thought he said, I know. Like, finally admitting it. Because I've asked him a million times. Like, does anyone use my feet?
I really don't smell them. Like,
and I think it's... No! And the thing
there.
Is, I was going to bring... I brought lotion, but I was going to bring my bacterial hand sanitizer. Not a spray hand sanitizer. So I could, like, spray them. But I forgot it in my car. Don't smell them.
I really don't smell anything.
Bitch, get up in there.
Okay, I won't get that close, but, like...
Open up.
Don't you?
I thought you were about to. These shoes smell so bad, guys. I feel so embarrassed.
I really did.
No, they smell. To me, they smell. They know you smell it. You're lying.
I thought you were about to shove my head down.
No, not for free. You're not getting tattoos for free. You can get a whip for free.
I really
you smelled it?
I know, I don't smell anything.
I feel like you're smelling me.
I'm not. Can you smell mine?
No. I'm not getting your pee, bitch. You're... I'm not getting it. Okay, maybe I'm just being crazy then. I feel like they do smell a little bit. I don't know.
Anyway, what was the resolution you remembered?
Oh, just getting more into, like, my healing journey. I feel like I did so much growth last year, like, within. So I just want to continue that. Because I feel like towards, like, I know, like, in some of the... Well, I know some episodes will be posted out of order. But in some episodes, you'll see me talking about, like, how I kind of was having a rough time. Or, like, having blah, 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 like, throughout the week. So I want to, you know, work more on that.
I'm feeling
like,
better.
Obviously, you still have rough times, but, you know, maybe... I mean, like, I noticed when I was having a rough time, like, a few weeks ago... like, I feel like I managed my emotions a little bit more better. Like, yes, there were times where, like, the thoughts got a little wild. The things I was thinking got a little wild, and I kind of did a little few steps back. But the thing is, I also feel like I also made some stuff worse, because, like, I realized, and I feel like I also changed stuff about it. Like, mm-hmm. I one person gets very into their negative mm-hmm. thoughts, and then just stays there. And I feel like I did a lot to try and get myself out of it.
That was good.
Right? Like, no, I feel like I'm chilling. Like, this whole week,
my goal,
I feel like I'm chilling. Last week, I'm saying I was a chilling.
My goal this year is to never have another sad thought ever again.
Well, I don't know how that's possible. Girl, you're a Cancer rising. Girl, I'm a Cancer sun.
We're both just really emotional girl age.
We are. I'm an emotional gal. Listen, I am. Will you ever see me cry? Most likely, no. But I'm very emotional.
Will you ever
also,
see
doesn't
me cry?
Even just,
probably.
Also, it doesn't have to do with just crying being emotional. Just like... Your emotions in general can be a little crazy. Because I feel like my emotions can be a little crazy. I feel like my emotions are always changing.
Do you think they change quickly?
Yes. I feel like mine change pretty fast.
I think mine change literally...
Really, the moment I've like gone crying and then like 20 minutes later I'm like literally okay laughing my ass off like as if nothing... As if I wasn't like fighting for my life in my head.
I'm fighting.
My thoughts get a little rough sometimes. But then 20 minutes later, I'll be like laughing, kind of like, that was nothing. Like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Girl, suicide, don't know her.
Like, I'm so good right now.
Food, I do know her.
Try not to.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah.
Take a drink, have some drinks, and then come back and play our games? Okay, so we're gonna be right back. We're gonna go get a little drunk.
Oh yeah, we need to come back a little bit more.
Yeah, no.
Like we should actually finish our whole cup.
Wait, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna have we're gonna finish our drink and we're gonna get a refill and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna play games with shots. Okay, we'll be right back. Hi, hello guys. Everyone, and we are back. We've had a little bit of a drink. I know. It stresses me out every time though. Like I know it's like good to have cameras outside. But seeing...
It's turned off.
I know. It died. I charged it. You know, it's so funny. It was charging for like 3 hours before you got here, and it died so quick.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to play some games.
Okay. Do you want to start off or me?
Okay, well, which one are we starting off with? Do you want to start with Never Have I Ever, or do you want to start with Two Truths and a Lie?
Never Have I Ever.
Okay, so with Never Have I Ever, every single time we have done it, we're going to take a sip of our drink. Or do you
want
to...
Wait, switch a shot.
Do you want to do a shot? Should we switch? Should we alternate every time so we don't get like so in the... So messed
no,
up.
Shot.
Shots every
Let's
time.
Let's be pussies. Come on.
Okay, so we're shot. Going to... Every time we have done it, we're going to take a... How drunk are you going to get me?
Me?
Yeah, how drunk are you going to get me?
I mean, I only have 4 questions.
Okay, I have a lot more than 4, but I've done most of them.
Well, then, how drunk are you going to get yourself is the real question, then.
Okay, well, where's the tequila?
What the fuck did you say?
Where's the tequila?
I don't know.
Oh, I found it.
We found it, guys.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Well, here.
I'll start it off.
Let me go ahead and pour both of our shots.
Okay.
So that, you know, we don't
have
to.
Okay, we're prepping ourselves.
Yeah, we're prepping.
Right, guys?
You think that's enough?
If you can't tell, I'm already feeling it.
No, do you think that's enough?
Yes.
As a shot, okay.
Just pour it in there. Because it's half. I guess, you know how there's like little white dots? Like, check which white dot to leave it at.
Okay, I figured it out.
Okay, perfect. I love when we figure things out.
There you go.
Thank you, Pookie.
So bad.
I'll start it off. I don't know if you're going to take a shot for this one. Never have I ever shoplifted.
Are you kidding me? Why would you say this to me?
You said you want to get fucked up, so...
Have you shoplifted before?
Never. Not that
Maria, it's going to be so bad. It's gonna be so bad.
You said you want to get wasted.
Like
though.
My mouth is like I'm like starting to clench my teeth. Just thinking about it going into my mouth.
Hey, you've been taking. We were talking about this off camera. Hold on, you're like, barely on there.
Oh,
we were talking about
you just
this.
Made it so
okay, now we're tilted. We were talking about this off camera. Where like last year, I was the one taking drinks nothing.
Will you cheers me at least?
Yes.
And while you talk, I'll do it.
Listen, I'll do this one. I'll drink with you. Cheers. Take a shot.
I'm sorry. That was so gross. I'm so sorry. I don't know if I can. Straight
no, you
tequila?
Can do it. You can do it. Do that. Do that. Shot. 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 Everybody. Shot. 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 Oh, don't vomit. Don't vomit.
Oh my.
Don't vomit.
Oh my god.
This is the first shot ever of straight tequila. How does it feel?
I feel like I'm gonna die.
Guys, you saw it here first on camera. He feels like he's about to die right now.
Like, it just tastes like I took a Sharpie and just the ink.
I know, it's pretty strong.
And you know what? Because grapefruits already kind of taste like a Sharpie to me.
Uh-huh.
I hate grapefruit.
Oh, fuck. So I guess I picked a terrible one then.
It's okay, though.
I thought you would like it because it's like fruit, you know? And I know you like fruity stuff.
I hate grapefruit. I think it just... I'm sorry. I just need a mullet. I think grapefruit just really...
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! We talked...
Well, now that the flashlight fucking turned off and we don't need it anymore. Guys, he got this... I love this Barbie.
Oh, yeah. Look at this Barbie I got for Christmas.
I love... This is not his favorite, but it's my favorite.
It's not my... Should I go grab my favorite?
Go get her. But she is... Gorgina. Like, come on. She's giving, like... Russian model, like the... Oh my god, look at the back!
Oh yeah, look at the back of her.
She's serving face, she's serving cunt. She is straight up serving.
She is No, she is.
dropped her.
Oh god. And then my favorite that I got this year. This is my favorite. This is
She's serving. I really love her. This one, it just doesn't compare to this one. Like, the dress, everything. And she's literally perfect.
How?
I know, sorry, what have you?
This is Holiday Barbie 1996. Bitch, this was made in 1996. Only 1 year remained. Look at her. Do you know how badly I want to, like, just take off this top and stroke her? Because look how fucking soft her she looks. But I'm not going to, obviously.
Really? I would say touch her for once.
But look at
her. Just do it once.
You think?
Just once. I mean, what? Are you really going to pick her up this bad one time?
I might do it.
I mean, don't do it on
I might do it later. Because, oh my. But, like, do you fucking see her, bitch?
No, she's serving. But I just feel like this one. Guys, who's your favorite? The blue one or the red one? She's red, right?
Yeah.
Or like a burgundy?
Yeah, it's like a burgundy. So red.
Yeah. Who's serving more? I'm team blue.
I'm team red.
She's like giving Russian model. Like,
see, you know what I think?
Jaga.
I think she's giving.
The TikTok sound, if you know.
I think she's giving Christmas, and I think she's giving Hanukkah.
Mm.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, because that's like the Hanukkah color, I think.
I wouldn't know.
It was like, I think it's like that shade of blue is like the Hanukkah color.
I wouldn't know, guys, but I see she's serving in general, to be honest. She's giving baddie, like, that classy, sophisticated look.
I know.
The
cartoon on the back
you
is like
You can just never
so
be
good.
A classy, sophisticated look.
I think she's giving Hanukkah, to be honest.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Okay, I want to show you, like...
Anyways, let's get into the game.
Okay, oh, I already took my shot. It's okay.
So you have the second question.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. I'm going to do one that I know you've done so that you have to take that shot straight tequila.
I'm so scared right now.
Oh, you're scared?
I'm terrified.
Okay. Fuck, but a lot of these I've done too. Okay, not I...
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
You know, we already said it like a million times.
Jagger. What if I was just like, never have I ever shoplifted? And then took another shot.
Oh my god. And you said you wanted to get the most wasted tonight, so.
I do
We
really
should
want
definitely watch Terrifier. I know you said like, no, but like, I feel like we should.
Okay, never.
Let's see that skinning.
Never have I.
You got a hair?
Oh, fuck.
Just say something.
Okay,
anything.
Well, okay, never have I ever.
Okay, I just looked at myself, I look so fucking drunk. I went. Like that. Like, pull it together, Maria. Yeah, you Jesus.
Should. We're so far apart. I mean, I know we're not.
Get some personal.
What would you do?
Exactly that.
Imagine. Okay. Oh my God. The title this week is on camera. See.
Thumbnail.
See, since I said. Yeah, hold on. Wait.
No. Since
I can make it the title of the video. Since I said it, now I can make it the title. Because, you know, I always make the title something that, like, we said in the video.
No, something clickbait. Like, come on now.
Okay, that's why I don't always make it clickbait.
Really?
It's something that...
We have a hair.
It's something interesting that we said in the video. Well, sometimes it's not interesting. Sometimes I literally just... I'll scroll and I'll be like, no, that's not good. And I'll scroll again and I'll be like, no, that's not good. And I'll just keep going until I find a line that I like. I love a good
line. Did y'all ever see that dollop that came flying out of his mouth?
Really?
Yeah, anyway. Nice one. Can we do this
in New York? I know!
I can't believe we didn't go to New York for New Year's. I remember we talked about it one time. I remember I told
you. I was literally about to say. I know, I wish I would.
That would have been such a vibe to go for fucking New Year's. I would have kissed a stranger.
See, if you would have told me just like a week and a half sooner, I would have waited to move out.
Really?
I would have waited to move out to go to New York for New Year's. I would have waited.
I would never think you would do that. Because I remember like how, I would say, no, I would say this, but you were very different to like move out. Like, I remember you told me like you didn't want to even be there. Like, you tried to be out of the house
as much as possible.
Yes. Thank you for helping me. Yes.
I felt bad because, so the way that my mom did it was like, okay, it was like, my mom had this huge.
Is that London? Or Brooklyn?
We're going to say Brooklyn because we're talking about New York.
We love New York, if you can tell.
My mom set up. It was like...
They can't see you.
Oh, it was probably like up to that heart, which is like way above camera. Probably up to that heart.
What is that saying?
The height? What?
What is that saying?
The heart?
No, it's staying on the ceiling.
Oh, I don't know. But the cage was probably up to the heart, right? Mm-hmm. And it was probably... this doorway to this doorway big. Wow. So it was really wide. So it was a very big cage. And I kept her in that when I was at work or I wasn't home.
At enough?
Yeah, I kept her in that when I wasn't at home. But I don't want it to sound like I was treating her badly. Like, she had so much room in there.
I mean, there's a lot of room, but, like, still to be stuck in a cage.
She had so much.
Sometimes I feel like that when, like, customers are looking at us through, like, the bars, like, the stairs, I'm like, am I just an animal to you guys? Like, what the fuck are you looking at?
No, see, you hate it. Let me tell you.
I don't like it. Sometimes it really annoys me. Because I'm like, get away. Like, I'm trying to do my job. Like, why are you watching me so intensely? I don't like
it. Girl, smell that. That's really nerds.
I smell the alcohol.
Really?
Don't really like it. I hate it.
When
you're like I'm some sort of animal. I feel like I'm in a fishbowl. Like, I'm like, I feel like that's how a fish feels. Like, as you're staring at me, specifically right there in the syrups.
I love it.
At the counter, it's not that much. Because usually just older people.
I love it.
I don't really care what it's about.
Especially
it's where the syrups stand up.
Really? That's really...
Something about the syrups, when you're standing there right there, it really fucking irks me. I don't know why. It's specifically, like, when it's a counter, it's like, it's whatever. You know it's a counter.
One day, we're going to be doing this for a living instead of working where we're working right now.
We will. Manifest this.
But like, no, but like for real, because like, okay, my personal account on YouTube has been doing pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Like, okay, I'm gonna be honest. In the next few videos, you're gonna see me talk about a video that I was planning on making that I didn't end up making. Because I'm just having a hard time not having someone to bounce off with. Or, like, not having someone to talk to. But
we're just so on topic. We're gonna play a game.
I know.
We did one rat and now we're just gone.
I know.
No, but finish. That's not me trying to interrupt you. Finish.
I just have a hard time not having someone to bounce off with. And so, trying to make a personal YouTube video is so hard. Because I just feel like I'm not being funny.
Really? Like, I feel like you're pretty funny.
I'm right. What do you mean, well?
Sometimes you're not.
So, no,
I think I'm pretty funny.
No, this is so embarrassing. Sometimes I think I'm funny, and I'll look over at you, and you'll be like... and I'll be like, or I'll say a joke at work over the headset, and it'll just be silence, and I'll be like...
Yeah, I thought it'd be like, sounds like I know you were making a joke. I'm like, you know what? I don't really find that funny.
Okay, you could give me a pity laugh. You can
give I it. Could, but if I'm being honest, sometimes you don't get me.
I try.
Like, I don't laugh.
I know. What did I tell you? I told you a joke about Passover, and then you just...
Did? And, oh,
and then it passed over your head.
It literally passed. That was funny. That was a good joke.
Can I say something?
Yes, always.
The first joke I told you, I stole from Trixie.
What was the first joke you ever told me?
Passover?
I mean, I always take jokes. I'm a person, like, if I hear a catchphrase or something I really like, if I just like how it sounds, bitch, I'm stealing it. I'm running with it.
I just feel like people always pass over the holiday. You're right. I was hoping you wouldn't know.
What the fuck was that? I'm sorry. When the belly was a speak?
Never have I ever been sick in public. I don't think I've been sick in public.
You never been sick in public?
Not in like public.
Like sick, like drunk? Or like sick, like just like.
Okay, I'm saying like you've never. I've never thrown up in public.
Well, in school, all the time I did. I was sicky, so yeah. I'm scared.
No, I've never. Actually, you know what? Fuck. Does it count? If
Cheers.
It was it? Does it count if it was nicotine sick?
Yeah, you're just like I've gotten nicotine sick. He said he wants to get fucked up, so you better pour that shot.
You see my lip?
Shot. Everybody.
Stop! You're spilling it. You know what you're doing.
I know a little bit, fella. Okay. A little dog got on my finger, guys.
You ready?
I'm so scared. Cheers. No more being pussy.
Wait, no, one more time.
Cheers.
You can do it. We can do it. Oh my god. Stop.
That's so bad. Guys, that like how shrunk was like sober me up. I'm seeing everything so clear right now. That was
really. I'm seeing everything a little blurry. I'm not gonna lie.
That was so. And that's nice.
I kind of want to move to Choo Choo's, not gonna lie.
Okay.
Because like,
that was so strong. Like I'm still feeling it. That shit was strong, guys.
Wait, are you ready? Where's your thing? Where's your thing?
I actually need a sip of this. More alcohol.
You're right, hold on.
Cheers. I mean, you know we were talking about off camera, we were talking about this. How does people get to that point where they can't taste alcohol?
Yeah, see.
Me drinking this because I'm like, immediately you're an alcohol. I barely tasted it.
Immediately I tasted that. I said no nerd. All I tasted is literally nerds.
I still tasted alcohol, but like barely.
Anyway, do you want to play Never Have
I
Ever?
I guess we finally not get it.
Do you want to play Never Have I Ever? No, do you want to play Two Years Now Live?
It tortures foot and I tortures foot. Okay, let me go since you went the last round for the.
Okay, so we're gonna move on. Okay, wait, hold on.
We can't focus.
Oh, wait.
We're so drunk.
We should go ahead and we're gonna go ahead and move on. I'm trying to transition to the next topic.
So do it.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna move on to the next game that we have, which is Two Truths and a Lie. So Maria's gonna go first with her first Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay.
So I have to guess which one's a lie.
Yeah, and if you get it wrong, you get one chance. If you get it wrong, you drink. Okay.
Does it have to be a shot?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pour my
shot. Well, don't pour it just in case. Well, I guess do whatever you want. Okay, I'm going to start. When I was 10, I was staying at my great-grandma's house, and I would jump off the roof for fun. My first concert...
Jump off the roof?
Yeah, jump off the roof.
Okay. Literally... What was that like?
It was so much fun. Okay. But hold on. My first concert was seeing Kali Uchis. When, oh my gosh, now the hiccup's fucking coming. When I was a kid, my family would always take a jellyfish home from the beach. Which one's a lie?
What was the jellyfish like?
Squishy. That's all you get. Because you already asked like two questions, so that's all you get. What's the lie?
Okay.
Kali's my first concert. me jumping off a roof when I was 10 at my great-grandma's, or bringing a jellyfish home every time we went to the beach when I was a kid.
Okay, I feel like the... Ooh! Okay, I feel like the roof...
When it goes to here.
Yeah. Ooh!
Okay.
I feel like the roof one...
Did you fart?
No. How dare you accuse
you
me?
You farted in front of me ever since New York, guys. He's gotten real comfortable with letting his just, ass
here,
just...
Here, hold my hand.
I don't want
that. I feel comfortable in our friendship.
Really? But I don't feel comfortable enough to
but
fart
I
d- in front
I
of
did
you.
Not fart in front of you just now.
Okay.
But I was scratching this. You think that's what you heard?
No, I smell something.
And I don't... Anyway, hold on. Okay, I feel like...
Okay, what's the lie?
I feel like you really did jump off your grandma's roof.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the lie?
I'm glad it was true.
You have to admit the lie. You get it right.
What were the other two?
Okay, jumping off the roof of my great-grandma's house when I was 10 for fun. Kelly. My first concert being Kali Uchis, or my family always taking a jellyfish home when I was a kid.
I'm going to say you had a concert before Kali.
So the lie is Kali used to be my first concert?
Yeah.
It is a lie.
What was your first concert?
My first concert was Justin Bieber.
Oh, of course it was.
If you guys can't tell, I'm obviously already feeling it. I've been feeling it.
Okay.
Did I just smack you?
Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Are you ready for mine?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
Born ready, guys.
Two truths and a lie. I lettered in high school for my honors chorus class.
You have a hair.
Okay, did you hear the first one?
Still there.
Okay, that's just my hair.
No, there's a hair right in your ear.
Okay, did you hear the first one?
Send the letters in honors class.
I lettered in high school for my chorus honors class. Mm-hmm. Do you know what lettering is?
No.
It's when you
like
get...
Like red letter?
No, you know like how jocks have like the letter on their arm and on their leather jacket for like sports?
Yeah.
I got one for chorus.
You?
I did.
Oh, you did.
I once sucked someone off in a car behind our work.
Okay.
And the first doll that I ever owned was a Bratz doll and not a Barbie doll.
I would say the Bratz doll one's a lie. Oh no, I gotta take a shot. I'm so scared.
The lie was, I have never sucked someone off behind school. I mean, behind work.
I'm so scared.
I have never sucked someone off behind work. Why would you think I sucked someone off behind work? What are you calling
me?
I
feel like you would do that. I mean, I don't think that makes you a whore. I just feel like that's what you would do. I mean...
Sorry.
Wayne doesn't let you speak. From what I've noticed, I feel like usually...
Sorry, I got a scratch in my throat after that.
Your throat? It sounds like your fucking nose, bitch.
Well, you know when you get a scratch in like the right... Like the Take your shot.
Okay.
Take a shot. Here, I'll drink my drink with you so you don't feel alone.
I'm scared. It's not the same. I know we're not supposed to be the same.
No, it's okay. Cheers. I'm drinking straight tequila with you.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God. Isn't it the worst?
It is.
Isn't it literally the worst thing you've ever put in your mouth?
It is.
Well.
I'm not gonna lie, I lied.
You didn't drink. Bitch, take the shot.
When I'm a good actor?
Take the shot.
When I'm a good actor?
Take the shot! See, I don't smell your feet.
I'm generally scared.
Take the shot. Okay, here we go. You barely took it. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I burped. I'm big.
Excuse me. Finish the shot.
Oh, give me.
You only have so. I'll finish it for you.
Okay.
No. See, this is what happens. I tell her these fake lies to try and get her to do things, and she just automatically goes for it.
No, bitch. Oh. I need a moment.
I want to hit the pen.
We'll be right back, guys.
You want to take another break?
Yeah.
Right, we'll be right back. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back as soon as we can, okay?
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. We're back. This is the next morning, actually.
As if they couldn't already tell.
Okay.
Are you kidding? The big... Well, I guess only for the ones that are listening on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I forgot the... There's only audio listeners also. It's because I'm a very visual gal.
I am also a visual gal.
Me too in that area too. But I love to like see. Like, even if they're just sitting there talking, I love to just see them. I like to see the reactions too.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same as just hearing them. It's like, I want to see your face reactions.
I want to see your face.
Well, you're seeing it right now.
I'm just kidding. We all saw it. We all saw it.
Okay, but we all saw that this was obviously a joke and I didn't do it.
Last night. Yeah, girl. I haven't been able to stop drinking water. Before we started, I went and peed. Orange.
Oh, you're peeing.
Oh, you see that little teddy bear over there?
Yeah, ew. Bad.
Girl, I drank no water last night.
Yeah, but you drink a bunch of alcohol. Tequila to be exact.
Not even too much tequila. Like, I really wanted to get, like, on the bathroom floor.
Really?
I really wanted to get there.
Yeah, I was the one that was the one bombing, though. I wasn't on the bathroom floor.
Well,
I did not want to go to the bathroom.
Once you got to that level, I didn't want to get to that level anymore.
Yeah, you didn't drink anymore. I remember being like, why aren't you drinking?
Because, we can't be both at that level.
I mean, yeah, but like, you weren't taking care of me or anything. I was kind of sad there.
No, I was not. I was helping.
I mean, no, I told you not to. You kept coming close to me and like talking to me and then you would like try and rub my back. I'm like, you're scared of me. I didn't want you to talk. Sometimes you would speak, and I'm like, this man will stop speaking. I just covered my ears more because I was trying to focus on and then I was just hearing you, and I'm like, oh my god, he's talking to me. Because there were points he would say Maria or something. And I just didn't want to answer you. I feel so bad. But I just couldn't. It was just too much. Your voice was such added noise that I didn't want to need in that moment. And I was just like, oh my god. He's doing it again. PBM, focus on PBM. But then I was focusing, I still remember one of the hacks, PBM was on it, and I just tried to focus on it. And the thing is, every time like I felt like I was good, because like, in the bag, nothing was spinning. It was my own little bubble, and just me, the head, and PBM. And I was having a good time, and then little instance of you. But besides that, it was a good time. Nothing was spinning, everything was great. No.
Everything was great, except for when you would speak.
No! Well... Okay. Oh. A little bit, but not that much. I didn't ask you at some points. Anyways. The whole point is, when I would actually finally come up from the bag, because I thought I was okay, because nothing would be spinning in the bag, girl, anything would be spinning. And all in my head, I was like, we literally only have 10 minutes. Like, I just need to last 10 minutes. Like, why am I spinning up here, but not down there?
You kept on the episode in the bag.
No. Too bad. That is so fucking embarrassing. Hey, guys. Guess is having a rough night right now. The only thing that's very abrupt, though, is because of the vomiting. Ugh. Because besides that, everything was great.
I wanted to do that.
I did not.
Okay, well,
I was the one that did. I vomited once.
I wanted to be at that level. See, I don't like to be at that level when I'm alone, because that's humiliating. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to do it when other people are around, either.
Yeah, I don't like either. I just hate vomiting, as you can tell.
I just like to be on the phone with people.
Oh, really?
When I'm in that situation. I don't want... Because you're right, I don't want anyone near me.
Yeah.
I just want to be on the phone with somebody.
I don't know. I've never called anyone and vomited.
Oh, really? I have so many times.
I've never.
I've called you a lot of times.
Yeah? I feel like you haven't.
I feel like I've called you a lot when I was...
I feel like more recent, more early on in our friendship. Because I remember you would drink a lot with your ex. Like, literally, like, every weekend you'd be like, I'm drinking. I mean, we're young. I don't think it's bad. I mean, you're just doing what young people do.
Party.
Well, let me just say, just drink.
Get drunk. Get wasted.
What the fuck?
Get drunk. Let's get wasted.
Anyway, let's get drunk. Okay. He's not done with the drunk segment yet. What else you got in there?
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Well, I was gonna say, everything was great though, besides me vomiting. It was really great before, because it all started before the games.
Mm-hmm.
The games was got us, because we were actually drinking straight shot tequila. It wasn't juice anymore. Because, I mean, you saw my concoction. It was literally more juice than tequila.
The sour apple with the nerds and was so good.
Oh, no, that was good. I remember when I finally got to the bottom of it, and it was more dissolved nerds. Mm-hmm. It really was good. It was like a subtle taste, though. It wasn't like... I feel like it wasn't that strong. It was a subtaste.
I don't know. I let mine sit for a long time because you were having a hard time. And then when I went back to it, literally all of the nerds were dissolved. And
oh, no. Yeah, I had like an hour to like dissolve. Guys, I was not letting myself on it. Like, I knew I had to, but like, I was just like, I can't.
It came...
I feel like I was getting fucking burp of like, the way I'm trying to breathe. I was like,
burp through your mouth.
Oh, is that what I said? I meant to say the breathing I was doing. Okay, I was nothing on that. I was just like...
Just focus on breathing. Just focus,
on PBM. PBM, where are you? I ran one, but I lost it. I was like, PBM.
I know, PBM. You did.
I was freaking out, because that's all I was looking to focus on when I was focusing. I never will forget PBM after this. PBM was there when no one else was. You were there.
I was trying to be there.
I know, you were trying. I said, no.
I was trying to be there. I thought rubbing your back would have helped.
It just wasn't.
I know.
It was not helping.
And then I thought trying to ask you questions to distract you would help. That one really did not. That one really pissed her off.
I mean, I answered you at some point. That one. I mean, I wouldn't say pissed me off. The thing that pissed me off was me vomiting. I hate vomiting. I was the moment I felt like I had to. I was pissed. I was pissed from the beginning. I was so. I was like, I don't want to vomit.
Please.
I don't want to fucking vomit. But I have to, and that was pissing me off more, knowing that I had to, because I knew, like, I mean, obviously, when you drink alcohol, or like, you're gonna have to vomit if you drink too much.
I was hoping to. I really.
And I
wanted,
got to it. I mean, I feel like you should have. I mean,
I really wanted to get there.
It's not like I was like causing us drama. I was just in my head in the bag for like an hour.
I haven't had a night like that in so long.
You should have.
I'm so when I'm so drunk, I'm throwing up in toilets.
No, you should have.
Or I'm gonna have it in New York. No, oh, yeah, I will not get that drunk in public. Not in public.
Well, oh yeah, because I guess you'd have to be pretty drunk to be leaving there.
I don't want to get like that in public. Plus, there's a chance I could get arrested like that.
Oh, yeah. Public intoxication?
That is so fucked. That you can go to a bar and get a little wasted, and then on your way home get arrested for it.
Well, I think because it's like a limit, though. Because like when I think public intoxication, I think when someone's like acting like an actual fool, like causing problems, you know? Because there were times like on the Jersey Shore, like, yeah, they'd all be like drunk as fuck leaving.
Where's the beach?
But like, and like, they'd have police, there'd be police officers like on the road, like they'd see into them and they'd be like, we gotta act normal, guys. Like, you know? But like, even then, when like they would be really drunk, sometimes they were like, yeah, messing around, like, hey, you know? Like, obviously you would as when you're younger, but like,
the
they weren't caused, yeah. That's when it was an actual problem. Usually, with Snooki at the beach, you know, while drunk, that's very dangerous. What if she like went in the water and drowned? That's very dangerous of her. But it was
so funny though.
Yeah.
Or the way she.
See, but like that's why she got arrested. Because I feel like her public intoxication, it was a different level. You know, it's not like you're just like drunk but chilling, you know?
The way that they would start drinking at like 10 in the morning at their t-shirt job.
Yeah, that was more spooky. She had a little alcohol problem. I remember everyone was saying like, wow, she's drinking. Well, what is the alcohol problem though? Now that I'm thinking about it, I remembered. She was like one of the youngest ones out of them. Like I'm pretty sure she just turned 21. You know how like a turner would be.
Do you want to do,
when I first started, I want to say like I started drinking a lot, but like I definitely drank more because like I would go to restaurants or stuff like that. Like I bought myself alcohol. Like, I'm like, let me try a drink. But like, I feel like a month or two of being 21, I chilled out.
You're out with your mom and you're like, I think I'm a mimosa.
Literally, yes! Or margarita.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
I'm a fruity gal type of drinks.
No, I love fruity drinks.
I mean, I pretty much already do that. Like, I don't think, like, even when I would drink alcohol before I was 21, it wasn't that good if it was like Coke and, Coke and.
Coke and rum.
Yeah, they said it was that my uncle gave me. I did not like it at all.
It's so gross. When you said that now, I literally got a shiver in my body.
Because like, you take that, girl, I remember like how strong that alcohol smelled yesterday. As you guys will remember also.
You popped it open. It literally smelled like you could.
Yours smelled so much stronger though.
Because it was.
Because the buzz ball. I know, the buzz ball he had. Guys, yeah, like, you had like, what, half of the buzz ball, and then like this much straight tequila.
This much straight tequila, and then this much juice.
Yeah.
And it was so nasty.
What are you drinking?
I drank every drop of it.
Although, I remember at one point, after you put the nerds, well, I do remember now, I put a bunch of nerds in there. I remember I poured them in, remember? And I remember yours tasted better, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I did drink a sip of it, because you're like, come on, we're going to drink a sip. It doesn't taste that bad. It didn't. It tasted way more better. I should add more nerds in mine.
It was...
That's why mine had been a subtle taste. That's why.
Oh, I love... Okay, see, that got me to like nerds.
Yeah? I mean, it tasted pretty good, but I just tasted yours.
Maybe that should be a thing...
Yeah, when you drink.
Next time I drink, put nerds in there. Bitch, we need to go buy some more nerds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to start taking shots.
When he's a drink connoisseur.
I see. You know what I'm excited about?
Mm.
I'm excited to when we go back to New York.
Mm.
I'm excited to go to the Starbucks and get the try alcoholic beverages.
Oh,
that's what I want to do.
Yeah,
and I want to go to gay clubs.
No, yeah, obviously you have to.
We should try and go back to that one club we tried to get in with where
it's all the same one. It's so funny to Daniel.
That was.
And they're just all looking at me. Your friend couldn't get in.
It's so humiliating.
And I'm like, oh, and I see you, and you're just already halfway down the street.
I had to,
I know they were staring.
I had to.
I did not want to turn around.
I just had to walk away in shame. I was so embarrassed. My tail tucked between my legs. My head down. I was like,
you didn't look embarrassed, girl. Your head was up.
You
were walking down that street like no one's mother was there.
I was humiliated. I was just trying to hide it.
You woke up like,
I was so embarrassed.
I was so confused when I first turned around.
I was trying so hard to just shove my way into that club.
No, I know. The moment after he like scanned my card, I was like, we gotta move back. We gotta go.
And he scanned my
card. I looked over at you and like, I remember like, it seemed like everything was fine until like a second after.
He said.
I went up and you were... No longer.
He scanned it, and I started, and then all of a sudden, and I said, come on. He said, wait, and I said, yes.
Yeah, what did you say to me?
He said, what do you have to say to me right now? He said, can I see that again? Oh, God. I knew it was coming. I knew it was going to happen.
And it was, you know what I mean? But if you're just like, I'll just leave. You don't gotta scan it.
You don't gotta do it again. I already know.
This thing is up.
I thought I could. See, you know what? I don't understand. What? Like, drag queens. There's like 20, 19 year old drag queens who get into clubs and perform and they like sneak in. How the fuck are they doing it?
Well, probably a good fake ID. Or maybe the ID is someone like looks similar to them.
See, I was thinking it was like.
If they're a drag race, they just need someone like with makeup on, right? Or like, not even makeup. Probably just like some random guy and be like, that's me.
That is so smart.
I mean, yeah. You looked at me and I was like, did I say something wrong? No, I don't think that's wrong.
So smart to be in full drag, but then have like your friend's ID and be like, yeah, sorry, I'm performing tonight.
Yeah, you'd be like, and you're just talking in a man voice like, that's me.
Hey.
I mean, well, you don't even got to in a man voice, just your normal voice. Oh my God. At least you just kept it up, but like, because I mean.
Oh, that is. We're gonna try that. Well, you should try that.
I'm gonna be
21, so it doesn't matter.
I also did it somewhere here. Test this theory out in the South. Oh, sometimes they don't even ID. The place I got the tequila from, the tequila from, is that liquor store next to the Aldi where we work at. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I went there, got my tequila, came up, and then he said, are you 21? I'm like, yeah. And then he just, okay, rings me up. Do you want to see or no? No. I don't want it.
Oh my God.
I love him. He was such a sweet little man. But I do feel like the white lady would ask me though.
You're going to get him fired.
I mean, I think he was an owner.
Oh, man. You're going to get him shut down.
He did not do that, guys. That all happened in my head.
We were just kidding.
I mean, I am 21, so it's like good and bad for what?
You're right.
Also, we've talked about it. I feel like I look my age. So.
You know how we were talking?
He's just a good age reader. Mm-hmm.
You know how we were talking about...
You feel queasy now?
No,
that
not
was me in the
queasy.
Morning.
No,
I feel queasy.
Not queasy.
What? You gotta take a shit? This is my morning shit. Should we finish? You got enough time to finish?
It's my morning poopy time. No, yeah, we have enough... I can handle it. It's just I feel...
Yeah, how long have we... I don't have my glass one, guys.
Oh, we've been filming for 14 minutes.
Do you want to end it there or do you want to keep going?
I would love it.
I feel like we should talk a little more about our drunken night. Because everything was great before the games, right? Okay, let's finish that topic. The games, before that, it was real great. I remember we were laughing at the break we took.
We were having a good time. Maria died.
Mm-hmm, I died, and I was telling what he would say at my funeral, and I'm just there dead as fuck. Like, oh, she God. Never said remember it. We had a moment in the bathroom? I said, I thought you hate me. And he said, no, I thought you hate me.
We did?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, yeah, because you were... Yeah, I remember.
What was I doing?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Yeah, you said I was... What the fuck am I doing? I just remember you were sitting on a toilet. Not, like, using a toilet. You were just, like, sitting on a toilet.
You were doing something in the mirror. Because that's why I was sitting on the toilet. Because I had to pee. But I didn't want to pee with you in there.
Then why was I in there? No, well, by then you were already done. So your pants were not down, girl.
No, my pants were not down. I was waiting for you to get out.
I went in there first. I remember that part. So you followed me, honey. Anyways, we had a good moment in there.
Yeah, we had a nice little moment.
And then that's when we started filming again.
And then it went dark.
Yeah, from the games. Because we were taking straight tequila.
Y'all saw. We had to take a break.
Yeah.
We had to take a break.
But we had to go. I had to go, specifically. Specifically.
We had to go. Yeah. Oh, God.
I couldn't even go. I told you. I don't want to move. Everything was spinning.
I tried to get her to go to the bathroom. And she... No.
No. I was like, I would rather have my head in a bag than vomit in the toilet. I don't vomit. Even at home, when I switched, I was sick. Remember when I said I was sick and I was vomiting a lot? I vomited in a bucket.
Why don't you do the toilet?
Because it's disgusting. You take a shit and piss there. I mean, that's also like how I was raised to do it. Like, for my siblings, whenever they've been sick, they also like just vomit in a bucket. We have a specific bucket. I just want to say that. It's not just some random bucket that we use for other stuff, but it's a specific bucket we have for vomiting.
The vom bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
I think it's gross, because I mean, you know what goes on in that bucket, but nothing else goes on in there.
I guess you're right. That's better than the toilet.
Yeah. So it's like, I would rather have my head in a bag. Also, like I said, I was spinning in my head, so it's like, I did not want to go. I couldn't go, but even if I could go, I would have rather had my head in a bag.
You said,
literally all I saw all night. And you're
I was just yapping away. I was just talking. Watching,
To be honest, I mean, it was more specifically when you're talking to me, because I was like, I have to answer. But at some points, I couldn't. At some points, I didn't. I did it and I couldn't.
And I can't answer right now.
Sometimes I just couldn't. I was like, oh.
I had a great time.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time.
Up until about, like, I had a great time until, like 5 in the morning, mm-hmm. when I woke Maria up and I decided to hit my pen 13 times. Oh, yeah. Times.
She woke me up. Go ahead and get the heck out of me. I am peacefully sleeping. Just, you know, nice and slumbering. When all of a sudden.
Hello.
What the fuck? And there he is. Up to my face. Go to bed. Or do you want to go to your bed? Something like that.
I wanted her to be comfortable in the bed.
I was so comfortable on his rug. The new rug. As
yeah.
As in the beginning. It's so nice and comfy. It's all nice and snug. But I mean, it's
snug
nice.
As a bug and a
snug
rug.
As a bug, yes! In my snuggie. Ah! It's because we were thinking the word snug a lot, so I was like, oh my god, snuggie.
Snug.
I get the thought, you know, it's very nice, like, you know, move me to a bed so that I can be on the floor. But after that, I was awake. I was nice awake, nice and wide awake. Okay, what are you on?
Snug.
And I remember I was like, Athea, do you want to finish filming? Because, like, there I was nice and wide awake. And I remember you answering. And then, like, I thought that answer meant yes. And then, I'm sorry, did I touch you? You didn't like it?
No, I didn't mind.
No, you gave side eye. It went like this accidentally. Yes, it did!
I just wanted to see you.
See what?
Keep going with your story.
Okay, and I remember, like, thinking the answer meant yes, so there I am just waiting.
Oh.
And I'm like, Nathaniel, are we gonna film? He said, film. I'm not filming right now. You sound so bad.
That's when it was rough. That's when it got dark
for me.
No,
I can't.
That's when it got... I mean,
it was like fucking... It was almost 6 in the morning. Because I remember it was like 5:50-ish when you woke me up. So by then I was like 6.
I woke you up and then I said... God, I
oh, yeah. He got going bad for it.
And then all of a sudden, it went dark.
I wonder why.
I was...
And you asked me, you want to know?
I was literally gripping my bed sheets. Do you want those? No, I can't.
Well, anyways, I was nice, wide, and awake. I was just there, you know, in the kitchen, talking with Athena, you know. And then I guess eventually I just made myself back to the bed. Next to him. Well, I was on the ground. Just want to make that clear. I was on the ground. He was up there. But, like, we're next to each other. And then that's when we started chatting.
Do you remember when I tried to get you...
Did you give me what?
When I tried to get you to come to bed the first time?
No, you told me you did it like 3 times, but I don't remember that at all.
No, this was, oh my god, I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
Yes, tell us!
The first time I tried to wake you up and get you to bed, because you were, like, it was like probably, at this point, it was probably like, I don't know, like 2 in the morning.
Okay.
1 or 2, 1, I don't know. And I said, Maria, do you want to go to bed? And you said, oh. I said, come on, you'll be so much more comfortable in the bed. And you said, no. And then you went like this with the blanket and said, lay down. And I said, no. Do you want to go lay down in your bed? She said, no, you lay down. And I said, no. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't remember saying that, but I sounds like I would say that. Like, exactly how you're saying it sounds like something I would say, but I don't remember that.
You're getting mad that I didn't want to lay down with you. I was trying
what
to
did get, I say?
Like, no, you lay here. And I was like, no. Do you want to go lay down on your mattress? It's so, like, you'll be so warm and comfortable. Because you kept talking about how cold you were.
Yeah, it was cold.
And so
I was like,
I was like, you'll be so much more warm in the bed. I can put on the heater for you. No, lay down. Okay. And so I went and laid down in my bed.
Oh.
I was like, okay. And then I came back at like 5. And that's when you actually got up.
Oh. Wait, what's the third one? Because remember you said you came 3 times.
I came 3 times. Oh, sorry. God. No, I'm just kidding. I never do that with people here.
Okay. He's classy.
Yeah, I'm a classy girl. When you got here, I was so scared. Because I was
we were still in the bathroom,
butt ass naked in the bath, and Maria called me, hey, I'm here. And I said, huh? Because she told me 8, and it was like 7:43.
Oh, I'm, yeah, I'm pretty early.
I was like,
I may be late always, but I was early for once.
For the drinking episode.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, are you ready to end it?
Yeah, is that all you wanted to say?
Is there any more that you want to talk about?
No. Oh, yeah. I think I'm good now, yeah. Wait, there's one more thing. I remember this just now. Okay. Do you know Simone Biles?
Of course I know Simone Biles.
Do you know her husband? Who? Do you know who her husband is?
Who was it? Who's her husband?
Exactly. He thinks he's the catch in a relationship. In a recent interview, apparently, I still haven't watched a fucking interview. I told myself I was going to watch it so I could be more, like, give us more info. But I didn't watch it. I saw only clip bits. So pretty much, we're both in an interview. And, like, the interviewer person's like, okay, I love football and all because he's a football player.
Uh-huh.
But let's talk about, like, Simone or something. Or, like, he started, like, you know, just want to talk more about her because, you know, she's the famous one in the relationship. Like, everyone knows who she is. Like, how do you not know her? But anyways, and I remember he's like, how did you managed to snag her? And he was like, no, it's the other way. She snagged me. And that shit was crazy. He said, like, they met on a dating app called Raya, which is, like, for really famous people.
For what's it called?
Raya. Or Raya.
Oh, see, bitch. I want to try and get on that.
I
want
to be on that.
I know! But
wait, were you on a chatter box? I know we're not that famous.
I know,
still, but what if we could get in?
Could you
you should try it.
Bitch, hold my... Oh, bitch, if you... Could you...
Try! Okay, and we're getting off topic.
Anyways.
He was like, I'm the catch. She snagged me. Like, we met on there. Like, I would have never swiped on her, but I noticed she had a lot of followers. And then he fucking said that. Like, what could be more obvious?
Oh,
anyway, so
God.
He's like, I know she had a lot of followers, so, like, I know she had to be someone, you know? And then he said that he didn't even watch Olympics. But then there were tweets that came out, apparently, from years before, that he did keep up with the Olympics, at least a little bit.
Oh.
So it's like, how do you know this much about the USA Olympics, but then say, I don't know Simone Biles. Who is she? I never knew her. Until I saw her on this app.
Someone's
a little liar.
Should I download the app after we're done?
Yes! I mean, we do have a podcast. So it's like, give like, podcast.
I mean,
of a public.
And my podcast. TikTok is pretty.
And that.
I mean, it's not great right now, but.
Hey, why not try, though? Anyways.
Imagine I see, like, Liam Hemsworth. Sorry, keep going.
Harry Styles? Do you like Harry? Oh, no. Sometimes he looks kind of rough.
I don't really care for... Ew, I look so ugly. I don't put my moisturizer on. I just feel like my skin...
No, I know. I feel a little crusty, dusty. But, like, I have some sunscreen I brought with me. Just in case we went somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So, then we're going to go to our breakfast place. But then he said no.
I just don't think I can make it.
Really?
I just... Oh, God. I really don't want to... I don't want to eat anything.
Oh. God. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, so he thinks he's a catch. And now everyone's in on the internet, I mean, it's like fucking flinging him.
Imagine,
like, what
they
do
get
you
a divorce
mean?
Now.
Do you know the thing is? Literally, like, a day or two after, like, like people were like talking about it, she went on Twitter and she said, "Are y'all done with this?" or something like that. Like, she's delusional just like him. Oh. He's delusional thinking he's the one that's like the trophy person of the relationship. And she's delusional for letting him thinking that and just thinking like it's okay that he's like...
I would not.
Like, she's so accomplished. Like, listen, I don't know the Olympics either, but like, I know her. She is.
Of
like,
course.
If you say Simone Biles, she comes... Her image comes into my face. Into my head, I mean. So like, I know who she is. Girl, if someone says, who's Simone Biles' husband? She's married?
Literally,
honestly,
no.
I didn't even know she was fucking married.
I didn't know she was married either.
Until this fucking interview. I mean, it was pretty recent, because now I'm more informed about them. But like,
flaming him.
It was like, it's pretty recent. Like, I think like a few months ago.
Damn.
But like, still, I would have been like, who? I didn't even
know. I didn't even know who that was.
Me neither. What, I know his name, and I was like, it's like John something. And I know he plays for...
Of course,
he
was fucking
for
John.
Bay Area.
Most basic
name. And a basic ass name.
John. Was yeah. it Smith?
No. John some... I think it starts with an H.
John Doe. No. Yeah.
John... I said it starts with an H and you said Doe. Girl, what? That's a D.
Ho?
Ooh! Anyways, but yeah, I think that's pretty wild.
Oh my god.
Like, he's so terrible for a husband. Like, she's so accomplished. Hold on.
Let's look him up. Is he cute?
I will say he's a little attractive.
Don't say that.
No, he is. I can't even lie. But the thing is, he's not that attractive towards, like, it's okay or anything. I mean, it's obviously, you being attractive doesn't make it okay, but it's like...
Jonathan Owen.
Oh, that's a name?
Yes.
Do I swear sort of an age?
John...
I think that's the whole point. I've already seen so many videos about him. Don't even remember his last name. That's him. But see, he's not that bad looking.
Okay, damn, he is really hot. Jesus Christ. Okay, but
he's not the catch.
He still should not be that Delulu.
Yeah, and she should also not be Delulu thinking it's okay that he's this Delulu.
I don't think anyone would type me on the app, though.
What do you mean?
I don't think anyone would want to match with me.
Probably, yeah. I heard apparently a lot of people, like, big people in Hollywood, like, they don't want to come out as gay.
Exactly.
But they'll get with people that are gay.
Oh, girl.
So maybe, this is your way in.
Do you see me? I feel like I look crazy right now.
You just look a little puffy, but like, I feel like a little puffy too. I mean, we drank. So, usually after the drink, I feel bloated.
Right.
I don't really feel bloated, but I do feel like a little puffy too. Is that a dog or a cat? Where? It looked pretty big. I think that, well, it's that big ass cat we saw the other day. Should we end?
Oh yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and end it.
Okay. And there's so I can go see a cat.
So, we're gonna go ahead and end the episode right
you can
here.
See you guys now with my glasses on. I put them on just so I can see the cat. Come on.
So we're going to go ahead and end this episode right here. Oh, we want to say Happy New Year's to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year!
And we hope that everyone has the best year. We hope that y'all party hardy. Mm-hmm. Y'all better do.
I hope this is just a great year and we all fulfill our New Year's resolutions and just great things happen to both of us and that. And we get more bigger. We're definitely going to get more bigger.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Next year, we're like... What should we do? What should we be doing next year?
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Okay. This is what I want to talk about because I think it's so interesting to, like, go, like, if... next year we'll go back and look at the resolutions this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your podcast resolutions?
Ooh, my podcast resolution would probably be,
I'll tell you mine.
Like, we are already like have a good following, like, you know, like we're actually like maybe like we've already invited to like a few like influential stuff or like we're getting finally like
money.
Yeah, finally getting money, obviously, but also I mean like just like either getting brand deals or like,
mm-hmm,
you know, like people reaching out to us like, wow, you're like making that big. I just want to be at a point where we don't work anymore.
Okay.
You know, like, an actual job. I mean, it's a job, but, like, you know.
Do you have a number for, like, follow, for, like, subscribers or followers?
You know what? I'm going to go for... Right now, we're almost, like, what?
200.
200, yeah. So, I'm going to go for... I'm going to try big. A million.
A million?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what, then? I will also shoot big, because my original one is going to be 10,000 subscribers. I'm going to shoot for 200,000.
200,000?
Yeah. That's subscribers on YouTube.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Or 200,000 followers.
I feel like yours more realistic.
You think? Well, my original one was 10,000, but if we can get... But, like, what manifest 200,000? Let's manifest a fucking million.
I'm manifesting a million, girl. But, go bigger, go home.
Go bigger, go home. Okay. Okay, that's so exciting.
Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, wait.
Where can everyone find us?
Oh, yeah. If you want to find us, we're on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. If you want to follow us on TikTok or Instagram, it's just Chatterbox Crew now, right?
No.
Or no, the Chatterbox Crew.
Yeah, because, like, I couldn't change them because...
Oh.
Well, on Instagram, someone has the Chatterbox. I mean, someone just has Chatterbox Crew, so I didn't want to change that one. I mean, I didn't want to not change that one and then change all the rest. Mm-mm. That'd be so confusing.
No, yeah, you're sorry. It's so much extraness. Okay, and then, like, Instagram and TikTok, as you heard now, is just the Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to follow us, if you want to follow me, I mean, you can follow me on TikTok as whatsup_Maria. My Instagram is xo.xo.maria with 2 A's at the end. Nathaniel, where can I find you?
If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at http_nxthxn on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Yes. Anyway, we're going to go ahead. Oh my god!
I just want to say this one thing. I remember.
Sorry, I just realized something too.
What?
I can't put this in my mouth. The era.
Oh, you can't. No, like, let's just say you end it. I stop it.
No, it's not the same. My era.
Let me see this. Okay, so this is one of my other things. I'm very excited for this new year upcoming. I've been waiting pretty much a year. Apparently, some astrologers are looking to Ariana Grande's chart, her birth chart. And apparently, in May, she's going to be having a baby or like something with like kids, you know, like, you know, but more pregnant. It's like for people leaning towards, you know, because she's a woman, you know. And also, right now she's with Ethan Slater. Literally the other day, here's the thing that's really making me think she could actually get pregnant. Well, first off, she's already, like, older enough, you know, where I feel like she would maybe want to if she does want to have kids. I don't know if she wants to have kids, but, like, I feel like she's, like, she's almost 30, I think, right? Or is 30.
I don't know. We'll look it up.
I know she's, like, very up there, so I feel like that's the age, like, most people would want to have kids, you know? I mean, well, yeah. What? I feel like not many people want to have kids young. Because, like, I remember I wanted to have kids young, and now I'm at the age where I, like, I wanted to have kids young, and I was like, I don't
want to have... Start popping them out,
I'm like, I don't want to have kids right now. Right now's not the time.
Start popping them out.
I don't want to have them more than your life. I'm thinking 30s, you know? But anyways, the whole point is, she's with Ethan Slater, and the other day, they went out with her dad to, like, a dinner. So I feel like, if he knows her dad and all that, things have to be a little serious, you know, right? I mean, meeting the parents
Does
and all
he know
that?
The Nona?
I don't know, but I mean, I feel like, yeah, because she's always around, I feel.
The Nona?
I feel like I'm always seeing pictures of the Nona and, like, Ariana and her mom always together. The whole point is, I'm very excited for May to see that actually happen. So that's something I'm very excited for the new year that's coming up. To see if it's, that's the thing that always interests me about Sean. She's just seeing if things, like, actually line up or not. Like,
I'm just really looking forward to New York.
So is it actually going to happen or not?
I was really looking forward to New York. It's like all I can think about.
Oh no, that's also another thing I'm very forward to. Traveling is one of my New Year's resolutions. I want to travel more. I kind of want to go to Boston.
Boston?
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? No, that's a vibe. We should go to Las Vegas.
We should go, but we have to go after I turn 21 because that's such a big drinking city.
You're so fucking
And like a big like casino city. You're so we have to go after I turn 21.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Right?
Literally nowhere.
The only thing I would probably be able to go to is like shows on the Vegas Strip.
Yeah, but it's like,
but like I don't.
It's not
really,
the Vegas experience.
It's not what I want. I want to go there for the slot machines.
No,
I want to gamble.
You
want to
go for the Vegas moment, not for a nothing
for
moment.
For I'm gonna sit down and watch 18,000 shows while I'm here.
Yeah.
I would love to see Drag Race live though. That's on the Vegas Strip. I would love to see that. Apparently it's so good. Everyone talks about it.
That's when we gotta see that.
Anyway.
Anyway, then we're finally gonna leave.
Anyway, we're gonna leave. Goodbye, ladies. I have to.